With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado lawmakers have passed a bill requiring gun owners to secure their firearms when they are not using them at home. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The new storage requirements aim to prevent children and people contemplating suicide from accessing the weapons. Democratic Senator Chris Colker of Centennial says he supports it because he personally knows of children who have gotten a hold of guns when they were not locked up.
We childproof our pharmaceuticals, and it's time we do the same for our guns.
Gun owners who fail to secure them face criminal charges under the new law. No Republicans supported it, saying it would make it difficult to use guns for self-defense. Democrats also passed a bill this month requiring gun owners to promptly report lost or stolen firearms. Both bills are heading to the governor for his signature. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And Colorado lawmakers have also started debating a bill that aims to lower health insurance premiums on the individual market. It would give insurance companies 2.5 years to cut costs by 20%, or the state would create a public option to compete. Representative Dylan Roberts of Avon says it would help thousands who have lost jobs and health insurance.
This is about making sure that people have the security of health insurance so that when they go to sleep at night, they're not worrying about what would happen if one of their kids got sick.
But Republicans and hospitals are skeptical. They blasted the bill on Friday at a 10-hour hearing and questioned how it would cut costs. This is KSJD News.